Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. November 1st, Morning. House Church. The Church in Your House. Philemon 2. Is there a church in your house? Are parents, children, friends, or neighbors members of it? Or are some still not saved? Take a moment and let the question go around. Am I a member of the church in this house? How your heart would leap for joy and your eyes fill with holy tears if from the oldest to the youngest all were saved. Let us pray for this great mercy until the Lord grants it. It was probably the cherished object of Philemon's heart that all his household would be saved, but that request was not immediately granted. He had a wicked servant, Onesimus, who, having wronged his master, ran away. Yet Philemon's prayers followed him, and by the grace of God, Onesimus heard Paul preach, and his heart was changed. Onesimus returned to Philemon to be not only a faithful servant, but also a beloved brother, adding another member to the church in Philemon's house. Are there unconverted neighbors or children absent this morning? Pray that they will return home and gladden your heart with the good news of what grace has done. Are there any unsaved present in the home? Petition the Father for them. If there is a church in your house, move in the common affairs of life with deliberate holiness, diligence, kindness, and integrity. More is expected of a church than an ordinary household. Family worship must be more devout and hearty, internal love must be warmer and unbroken, and external conduct must be sanctified and Christ-like. We need not fear that the lack of size will remove us from the list of churches, for the Holy Spirit has enrolled a family church in the inspired book of remembrance. As a church, let us draw near to the great head of the one church universal and pray that he will give us grace to shine in this world to the glory of his name. November 1st, evening. Safe. And did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew chapter 24, verse 39. The penalty was universal. None escaped, not the rich or the poor, the educated or the illiterate, the admired or the abhorred, the religious or the profane, the old or the young. All sank in one common ruin. No doubt some ridiculed the patriarch Noah, but where are their merry jokes now? Others probably threatened him for his zeal, which they considered madness. But where are their boastings and hard words now? The critics who judged the old man's work drowned in the same sea that covered their sneering companions. Even those who spoke well of the good man's convictions but did not share them have sunk to rise no more. And the workers who were paid to help build the wondrous ark are also lost. The flood swept them all away. There were no exceptions. Final destruction is sure. No rank, possession, or character can save a single soul who has not believed the Lord Jesus. My soul, look at this widespread judgment and tremble. How astonishing was the general apathy. In the days before the flood, they were all eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the awful morning dawned. The only wise persons on earth were in the ark. Folly duped the rest of the human race. Folly as to self-preservation, the most foolish of all follies, and folly in doubting the true God, the most malignant of foolishness. Isn't it strange that all neglect their souls until grace gives them a reason to leave their madness and act like rational beings. Blessed be God. All were safe in the ark. From the huge elephant to the tiny mouse, all were safe. The timid rabbit was equally secure with the courageous lion. The helpless prairie dog was as safe as the laborious ox. All are safe in Jesus. My soul, are you safe in Him?